Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 27th day of Adar Aleph Tovshin Pebes. Masechta Demai, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that from the place called Kazivin on outwards, you don't have to give Maaser when you buy produce that's Demai from an Amoritz. And that's because that's not really the place of Eretz Yisrael proper. It's outside the border boundaries which Ola Bavel conquered. Ola Bavel means the people coming back from this in the second wave for the second Beis HaMikdash out of Babylonia. And because it's outside that border, we say that's fine. Now, the fruits that you buy there, or produce that you buy from Kaziv and further out, are assumed to come from there. And similarly, fruits that are in Eretz Yisrael proper, in the area that was conquered by Ola Bavel, which is Chayiv in Maaseres, we say it probably comes from there. It has a chazaka. So what you see, where you live, where the fruits are being bought, is where we assume it's grown. However, our Mishnah is going to tell us that there are certain products that doesn't matter where you are, we know, or we can assume that it came from somewhere, perhaps else. Let's have a look. Mishnah Aleph. Ve'elu dvarim, the following things, if it were bought from an Amoretz, misasrim demai, still have to take Maaser, as demai, you have to take Maaser because it's a sofik if the Amoretz is being taken Maaser from them. B'chol mokim, in all places, even from Gziv and outwards, and further out, in an area that's not conquered by Ola Bavel, not Eretz Yisrael proper in terms of Maaseres. Why? Because the chazaka is, the assumption is, that it did come from Eretz Yisrael proper, from places that Ola Bavel had conquered. They are hadvela. Dvela means these are cakes of pressed figs. These are figs that have been pressed together in a cake-like form. Hadvela. The Avahat Tamarim. Tamarim is a type of dates that only grew in Eretz Yisrael, a special quality. I know the Mishnah just says Hatamarim, but it's referring to its special quality of Tamarim, of dates that came from Israel. The Hacharuvim, and the Caribs. And it's a special type of Caribs that were very, very good quality. Ha'orez, the rice, and we're talking here about a very, very white rice. The Hakamon. And kamon is a herb that was used for flavoring. And it grew in Eretz Yisrael. It was a special type of spice. And you knew these things came from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, wherever you're buying them, b'chol makim, as we start saying the Mishnah, even from Kziv and outside and out and beyond, you would have to take Maaser from it if you bought them from Namoritz. Because the assumption is it come from Eretz Yisrael proper. What about the rice that you buy or that grew outside Israel? Anyone who uses it, even in Israel, Potter is exempt from taking Maaser of Demai. Because it's quite noticeable, this rice that grew in Chutzaretz, and people would not come to mix it or confuse it with the errors with the rice of Israel. And therefore there was no gzera made. But when it comes to, because you can assume, it's definitely Eretz Chutzlaretz rice, even if you buy it in Israel. However, the dvel and the tamarim, the cherubim and the kamon, those things, the special figs and dates and caribs and kamon that's in Chutzlaretz, are chayiv when you buy the phenoma oritz, even though they're demai in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they have varieties in Israel that are very similar to those of Chutzlaretz. And there is a fear that there may be confusion and people mix them up. And if you say, oh, you don't need to take Maaser from it, then they mightn't even do it from the Israeli products or varieties of these things. Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is going to talk about what does it take for a person who's an Amoritz, who's not trusted for Maaseres, and he knows that if you buy products from him, you have to take Maaser, we don't trust him. What about getting back to be, what about becoming a chover, losing that status of an amoritz? How does that work? Hamakabalah Lovelies, Naman, and Amharetz, who wanted to take upon himself to be trusted in terms of Meiser, so that his fruits will not be categorized as Demai. And everyone knows when we buy it from this man, we don't have to take Meiser, and we trust him. Says Mishnah, Ma'aser Eshu Oichel. He has to take upon himself to take Meiser from what he buys from an Amharetz for his consumption. And it goes without saying, of course, that he takes Meiser from his own field, but even what he buys from Namaritz. Ve'ez shehu moicher, and he also takes Meiser from the fruits, not that he eats, but what he sells from his own fruits. He makes sure nothing goes out of his shop without him taking Meiser first. Ve'ez shehu lekeach, and also what he buys for the intention of resale. He's always careful to take Meiser from them first. If he does that, that's fine. That's a sign that he's going to be trusted. And one further thing, and he takes upon himself that he will not eat or be a guest of an Amaretz who were suspected about not taking Maisa. He won't eat or drink by him. He has to take upon himself these three resolutions in public, and he has to have witnesses that he actually kept to this resolution. Then he'll be believed now to say that he's always taken Meiser from his fruits, and you don't have to take Meiser afterwards if you buy it from him. You can trust him. Rabbi Yehuda says that last condition is not so necessary. Even if he happened to be by an Amaretz and was invited there, he's still trusted. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that from the outset, he has to mekabel upon himself. He has to take upon himself not to eat by an Amaretz. But what Rabbi Yehuda means to say is, if he happened to eat by an Amaretz, he was there a guest once, he doesn't lose his status or his trustworthiness because of that. The Chacham did not agree. Amrlo, the Chacham said, no. Al atzmayen ne'eman. He's not yet believed about himself, about his own product. He's still gearing up to become a Naaman. And until he brings witnesses that he was careful to take minds of everything, he's not believed. So, if he's not believed on himself, on his own status, how can we believe him what he ate by other people, by Namaretz, to say that the food was all right and that it was taken myself? You can't even trust him for himself yet. And for sure not for what he eats from other people. The word shell, according to this girsa, appears, and it means he's testifying al shelachem, about the produce belonging to someone else. However, some have the girsa not ketzad yehi naaman al shelachem, but rather just ketzad naaman al acherim, which means, according to that pshat, what it means is al atzmei naaman, if he's not believed about himself. Since he's going to Nama Oretz, he's not believed to say that what he ate by him is tithed, has what had Maisa from it, because he's Nageya for his Adas, because it's affecting his own Adas. And if he's not believed for what he ate, how could he be believed Alacherim? How can he be trusted Alachem to say that he did not give other people to eat things that are not tithed? That according to this part, it's talking about not how could he be believed about what he ate at other people, but how can he be trusted that he won't give other people something that's not properly tithed? If you don't trust him about himself, he hasn't earned it yet, how can you trust him about what he sells to others or what he's giving to others? Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, that no, he's not allowed to be even having a time where he ate by an Amaretz. If he does, then he won't be trusted.